this program evolve from an idea to completion?
There was a recent study done about the wealth gap as far as African-Americans compared to Caucasians and Latinos. If we were going to make any dent on that wealth gap, it was important that we look to the future and say, how do we close that gap by leveraging technology and embracing technology as a pathway to upward mobility? So as we look at access to technology in Black communities and how young Black kids have been exposed to technology and been exposed to career opportunities in technology, we saw that something had to change. The status quo was not going to do the job, and we had to start thinking through, how do we do this almost like they do in sports, where kids are exposed to sports at a young age, and if they love playing, they keep working hard and developing, and maybe one day they get a chance to go to the NBA or to the NFL. Similar in industries like technology, if we start at a young age and increase the pool of students that are learning at a young age, then the chances of having more professionals move into the professional setting in tech increase. So we just had to increase the pool of students that were being exposed to technology and being well-versed in the opportunities in technology.
What do you see as the biggest challenges which influence exposure to technology and career opportunities for African-Americans?
The biggest challenge is the myth that this opportunity doesn't exist for African-Americans. I think history has shown that if opportunities are inclusive, if we direct the messaging to the African-American community, if we engage young people and we show them the opportunities for success on the back end, then the chances are people will go into that industry and will succeed in that industry. So the biggest challenge that we face is the messaging about the opportunity that exists in the tech industry for African-Americans. If we don't do a better job of making sure people understand that this opportunity exists for them, if we don't do a better job in engaging and communicating with the community as a whole, then we'll miss the opportunity to get more people into technology and for people to buy into the opportunity for upward mobility and also wealth.
Please explain the connection between the partnership of the Indianapolis Recorder, InnoPower, Rooted School, and the 1150 Academy.
We engage Rooted. Rooted is a new high school in Indianapolis that they're going through their first semester right now. Rooted was created with a tech focus to expose young people to tech opportunities. And 1150 is definitely an opportunity for young people to graduate from high school, go into an academy like 1150, go through an 18-week boot camp, and then immediately go into the workforce making a high-wage job. So we wanted to connect those dots, but we also needed a way to communicate the opportunity to our community as a whole. The Indianapolis Recorder is a trusted voice in our community. It's been around for 125 years. So by connecting the Indianapolis Recorder, Rooted High School, 1150, we felt like we connected the dots as far as we have an arm to communicate the opportunities that Rooted and 1150 create to our community. We could celebrate the excitement. We could celebrate the wins via the Recorder. And then Rooted can also communicate to their students and families what's next with 1150. And then 1150 has a direct access to the academy.
Thank you, Mr. Akiyo, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you.